205-345-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. But the psalmist said, it's good that I have been afflicted. See, he grasped hold of. See, Job had his... Be careful who your friends are. Especially if they're so-called. I mean, some we have friends, but, you know, sometimes they're so-called friends. And they're not really friends. Job, I think, could have handled it a whole lot better until his friends showed up. When his three friends showed up, they sat with him for 7 days. No one said a word. They just looked. They just gazed at him. Who need friends like that? Yeah, go look. Hey, I'll handle this myself here. I don't need you talking about me while I'm going. Job, surely you had to do something for this. God just don't, you know, in essence, all through the book of Job, they're coming at him. Job's having to try to defend his integrity. And then his wife even came at him. It's interesting because the moment she came at him, you don't hear about her no more. No more. And you don't. She's out of the book. Gone. And his three so-called friends, they had to have Job pray for him. Do you know how to go through? You know, every message in the kingdom or in the gospel is not positive. It's real. And it takes, you know, little children, you're not going to try to, you know, bring into all kind of realities. I know you're going to protect them. Their little world. All they know is good stuff. Warmth, you know, light, warm baths, you know. But when they get of age, you know, when they need to know some things. They need to know about what's out there. Amen? Well, so it is in our walk with God. And let me go back to what I said in the beginning. Some of us need to, if we hadn't taken those training wheels off yet, we need to start practicing more. Until we can adjust them training wheels and take those training wheels off and start riding. As God proves your heart, he's investigating you. See, what is God investigating? The Lord showed me this a long time ago, and I never, ever forgot it. He said, when you're going through and I'm investigating, I'm not there to criticize you or to judge you. I'm looking to see what you have after you've gone through that I can bless. I'm investigating. What are you holding on to? What are you holding on to as you go through? That's what I'm looking for. And I'm saying, come on. Keep it. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. So that when you come out, I can bless that. How many people go out and they come out bitter instead of better? Weaker instead of stronger? It's because they hadn't understood that there's negative and positive. And we have to take the good with the bad, the sweet with the bitter. Because we have to understand that if we are God's children, he's the one that doles or divvies it out. Not the devil. The devil can do nothing except it pass through God's hands first. Look at someone, tell them, learn from every situation. I have to admit, there's things I had to go through time and time again until I learned it. I said, man, this mountain looked familiar. I've been through this before. And then I get a clue. I need to change the way I think about this here and deal with this differently so the devil don't get that inroad again. Hello? We can't be passive and just think that God's going to do everything. Come on, he's given us wisdom. He's given us his word. He's given us weapons. He's given us his name. He's given us authority, dunamis and exousia. And he says, use it. Sometimes mountains ain't going to move. We have to climb them. Sometimes they move. But some, the ones that don't move, start climbing. But some of them will move. Amen. Let me say this again. To be proven or proved, he has proved my heart. It means an investigation to determine the essential qualities of the object or of your heart, especially if you've held to your integrity. That's why we must guard our hearts. You know, even though we're like little children, you see, a lot of people are like, they're like sheep among wolves. But there's another part to that. You got to be wise as a serpent too. You can't be just harmless as a dove and let everybody just walk on you. You'll get bitter. Come on, that's not what God called you to. God didn't call you to just be punched on, pushed around, kicked under the curb, you know, and you just come back level. And you know, God says, be wise as a serpent. Remain harmless like a dove, but be wise. Amen. Tell somebody, be wise. Be smart. Get a clue. A wise man will foresee the evil and he'll hide himself. But a foolish man will continue on and be punished. Come on, be wise, wisdom. We're not afraid of people. We're not afraid of the devil. We're not afraid of it. We have authority over all that. But you need to be wise with some stuff. You need to be wise to stay out of some conversations. You need to be wise to stay out of or keep certain people out of your presence. You need to be wise to stay away from certain situations. Hello? It's just like food. If you know something's going to trigger something in your body that you know you're not supposed to be eating, what you eating it for? Let's not tempt God now and be the cause of it. I tend to kick myself when I know I'm the one. I did that. Man, why did you? Lord, forgive me. I'd be mad at me. But when I know I have no control over it, I say, okay, now there's an investigation going on. Okay, now how am I going to handle this? See, you need to really put your praise on in. You need to really get in that word and you need to really determine you're going to pray. Lord, I had no control over that. I had nothing to do with that. But yet here it is. And I know you're proving my heart, and I am convinced that I'm not going to let anything come out of my mouth to transgress your word. Amen? There's where victory lies. Let me say it one more time. This is an investigation. He watches, he purifies, he searches, he examines with an investigation to determine the quality, the essential quality of your heart to see if integrity remains. You ever known anyone to flick the switch? They were one way for a long time, and then just like, whoa, what happened? Now they're just as evil or conniving, and you know they flip the switch. They let it get to them. They didn't understand. The devil took them out, so to speak, and now there's no integrity, offense. Things like that will do that. Offense or resentments. That's why we have to go to the gate real quick and get in that gate and let God, you know, let the praises, you know, grab hold of that victory right away. Don't let it fester in your flesh. Don't just muse on it for weeks and weeks. And you know, now when you see the person, you can't even see them right. They look like the devil. You feel like the devil. Psalm 66. Did we do Jeremiah 17? Let's do Jeremiah 17 first. Are y'all okay? You're still breathing out there? You're alive? Did anybody getting help with this? Come on, let's let the negative side fuse together with the positive side, because I guarantee you it will produce power. It will produce overcoming, triumphant power in your life. Because you just about, I'll get through this. It ain't always going to last, but how, the time that it's there, you got to learn how to deal with it in your mind and in your heart and with your mouth. And allow, see, that'll rot. It's like God pouring, you know, gold into you. Like Job said, when I come out, I'm coming out as pure gold. He put something in you that whereby you can stand now. And when stuff comes your way again, the same stuff come, it ain't going to faze you. Because you've been made for that. That you've been made through that. That it, you got to come with something better than that. You know what I mean? When the enemy comes against you, because God has fused you. The positive and the negative working together. You got power. I'm talking about in reality. Not just in theory. You know, in theory, we know we have power. I said, in theory, everybody knows that. But do you have it in reality? Do you have that extra gear when you're done wrong to put in that extra gear and climb higher? Get up above your storm. Amen. And stay there effortlessly. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 through 10. 7 through 10. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. I, the Lord, search the heart. There we go with that investigation. I, the Lord, search the heart. Have you ever noticed, we'll go back to that. Have you ever noticed sometimes the Lord searched your heart? You thought you had it all together. But when he puts the searchlight on it, you realize that there was some pride in there. Don't turn your face, don't turn away from that. No, look, embrace that. Take it, say, okay, Lord, I see. Don't kick it under the rug. Don't let your ego win out. No, you. That's when you, the psalmist said, it's good that I've been afflicted. It's good that God showed me this. You know why? He's getting you ready for something else. But he can't get you there unless you get past where you are. That was hidden from you. That the fire will bring out. The negativity will bring out in you. And instead of looking at the other person, own up to some of your own stuff. Say, no, Lord, not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh, Lord. Yeah, they were wrong, but I ain't even thinking about how wrong they are. Lord, I see what's going on in my heart. I see how my thinking is all messed up. You got to help me here. I don't know what they're going to do, but Lord, help me. It's good that I've been afflicted because I identify this foolishness now. Come on, come on, come on. Tell somebody, take them training wheels off. It ain't all, you know, how you doing? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. No, you're going through hell. Child, you confused, you hurting, you in pain, you mixed up, you messed up, and you're going through. Don't own up to it. Because this too shall pass.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.